I once came across a bumper sticker on the back of a car in Israel, and the words written there have never left me. Indeed, they taught me one of the most powerful lessons of how to treat other people. At the time, Israel was, and unfortunately still today, dealing with the prolific incidents of car accidents, and they wanted to educate the public to think a little bit more on the road. And this is what the bumper sticker said. Al tihyeh tzodek, tihyeh chacham. Do not always be right. Be smart. In life, and especially in dealing with people, we don't get points for how right we are. We get points with people how smart we are. Hashem wants nothing more than for his creatures, his people, to get on with each other. We sometimes get stuck in this. We get stuck in our principles. So often I hear from people, so often as a rabbi. Rabbi, it's about the principle. In Hebrew they say, Harav ze al haprincip, it's about the principle. And every rabbi and every people involved with human beings knows, and I always say, it is never about the principle. In dealing with people, the principle is secondary. The person must always come first. Hashem wants people to get on with each other. And we can be the ones to ensure that that happens. And I can prove this from so many different sources, that it is about the person and not about the principle. I came across a source in Masechet Bava Metzia, page 30b, Daf Lamed Amud Bet, which said a mind-boggling thing. It was trying to explain why it is that the temple was destroyed. And listen to what Rabbi Yochanan said. Rabbi Yochanan says, Lo Harva Yerushalayim, Jerusalem was not destroyed, Ela al Shedanu ba din Torah, because they judged according to the judgment of Torah. And the Gemara asked, but what are you talking about? What other judgment should the Dayanim judge other than the laws of the Torah? No, says the Gemara, Ela Eima, this is what it means. She'emidu dinehem al din Torah, they judged according to the letter of the law. V'lo avdu lifnim mishrat adin, they didn't judge according to the spirit of the law. When you judge according to the letter of the law, what is absolutely right, what is written, and don't put the person first, the spirit of the law, which is about getting people to get on with each other. Often, disaster ensues. The fabric of society got broken by this passion for truth and being right, and the letter of the law, as opposed to understanding the spirit of the law, that Hashem wants his creatures, the Jewish people, of course, to get on with each other. There is an explicit verse which says exactly this, mind-boggling, Rashi's commentary to this verse. The verse says in the book of Devarim, chapter 6, verse 18, Va'asita hayashar v'hatov, you must do that which is good and that which is straight. Or more accurately, that which is straight and that which is good in the eyes of the Lord. And Rashi says, what does it mean? The great super commentator Rashi says, what does it mean to do that which is upright and that which is good in God's eyes? Listen to this. Rashi says, Zo pshara, this is finding the legal principle of pshara, a compromise, velifnim mishrat adim, going beyond the letter of the law. When two people argue, they can argue themselves to the death. How many times do people go through broken relationships convinced that they were right, that in all their arguments it indeed was them who was right and the other person that was wrong? And says Hashem, what I want from you is not only to be right, I want you to be yashar v'tov, I want you to be good. And what does being good mean? Find a way to make it work. You know, an amazing principle of the legal system, Maricht HaMishpat, the Torah legal system, Din, is actually not about finding the truth. Of course, we have to find the truth. Of course, we have to bring together as many witnesses as possible to try and understand to the best of our human ability what the truth of the case is. But more than the truth, what does Hashem want? And this can be proven from so many sources. He wants people to get on with each other. The purpose of the entire legal system is that over and above everything, all said and done, when everyone has given testimony, who's right and who's wrong, can people still somehow get on with each other and perpetuate the society? Indeed, more than getting to the truth with people is living with shalom, learning to live and get on with each other more than anything else. And I want to end with an unbelievable Talmudic piece that our sages say about the two great sages, Hillel and Shammai, and their houses of learning. One of those pieces that when I learnt it, again, a profound impact in me and has taught me something for life. It's difficult to find two greater histories of dispute between Talmudic houses than Hillel and Shammai. The Talmidim, the students of Hillel and Shammai, Beit Hillel and Beit Shammai disagreed on almost anything and everything. Almost every area of Jewish law, they had difference of opinion, different approaches and different opinions. And amazingly says the Talmud the following thing, Lo nimna'u milisa nashim zeim ze. They were never, ever prevented. They didn't prevent themselves from marrying their daughters and sons to each other. And I find that amazing. They probably, the great sages of Shammai and Hillel, could probably not agree on one law of the entire wedding ceremony. The size of the cup, the type of wine, when you drink it. They probably in truth, in halachic truth, would have argued over every single detail. But that never ever prevented them from making sure that there would be havava re'ut, as the Gemara says, that they would marry into each other. They would find a way around the halachic truth complexities of which one of them was right. And indeed, the Talmud says, l'kayem et ha-ne'emar, how they handled themselves with love and respect and honor for each other, l'kayem et ha-ne'emar, to fulfill the verse in Zechariah which says, v'ha-emet v'ha-shalom ehavu. V'ha-emet, truth and peace will get on with each other. You see, truth and harmony, truth and peace are contradictions. If you want to be true and stick by your guns and stick by your principles, then how do you create shalom? How do you smooth the edges and get on with people? And amazingly, Hillel and Shammai were examples of this. They're houses of learning. You can argue all the way about who is right, but when it comes to getting on with each other, find a way that your principles never get in the way with people. Stick to your principles. Yes, between man and God, I say to people, if you're a person of tremendous integrity and you stick to your principles, you know what you must do? Between man and God, never deviate from your principles. But when it comes to people, your job, our job, is never to teach other people principles. The only time it is, if you happen to be a parent, you've got to teach your kids principles. If you want to work in a school, you can spend your day teaching people principles. But in the interface of human beings in society, what Hashem wants is people to get on with each other, i.e. people come before principles. And in conclusion, this helps us understand a verse from Proverbs, from Mishlei, chapter 3, that we say every single time we put the Torah back in the ark. We say as follows, Derecheha darchei noam, the ways of the Torah are sweet. And here's the crux, V'chol netivoteha shalom, and all of her paths create peace and harmony. True, God's signature, Chotamosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is emet, true. But when it comes to interacting with other human beings, we have to find a way, as Hillel and Shammai did, v'ha-emet v'ha-shalom ehavu, that peace and truth live together, always somehow living by our principles, but knowing that the person always somehow comes before the principle.